This is News Talk.
Well, Shane, talking about that big win yesterday for Limerick under those bizarre circumstances in Croke Park in an empty stadium. Photographs on the front of all of the papers this morning of that big win, including the Irish Times. Limerick players and management celebrating the victory over Waterford in the All-Ireland Hurling Final. And it's certainly one we're not going to forget for a long, long time. Not least if you're from Limerick, of course. And I have to say, Waterford supporters were incredibly gracious online yesterday as well. And all, you know, congratulating Limerick. And it kind of shows the nature of the GAA as well. So well done to Limerick. Now, the Irish Times main story is about Brexit. Surprise, surprise. Brexit deal prospects improve in final push negotiations. And that paper says that the chances of a Brexit deal improved last night after the EU and the British government agreed to keep negotiations going this week in the final push for an agreement. That was after this big phone call between Boris and Ursula, and afterwards issuing a joint statement saying they would go the extra mile in a bid to reach agreement. Now, the move to drop yesterday's deadline and keep the negotiations going came after Irish government sources said some progress had been made over the weekend. Reading it, you sort of think, we could hope that there could be a deal. You never know. Boris Johnson is trying to dampen expectations. The British papers, by the way, this morning talking about talks going on until New Year's Eve. And this is the last thing we want, is to have 24 hours to get ready. But the Telegraph front page says that the talks could go on till New Year's Eve. What a grim Christmas for those negotiators. Anyway, Minister for European Affairs Thomas Byrne will be on News Talk Breakfast chatting all things Brexit trade talks. Also interesting story on the front of the Irish Times about something I didn't really realise was happening. But if it is happening, the Gardaí ain't happy about it. And this is members of the force availing of free admittance to nightclubs and events, or Gardaí who get discounts in fast food takeaways and restaurants, while they're engaging in corruption. This is a big warning that an Garda Síochána has sent out to all officers, and it's a new definition of Garda corruption which has been set down at a time when suspensions from the force are at a record high. 67 members of the force were suspended from duty at the end of last month, and now a document circulated from Garda HQ has set down a very broad definition of Garda corruption. So you can't get free into a nightclub, you can't get a free cup of tea or a free roll from a restaurant or a cafe or anything like that. If you do, it's going to be seen as corruption. Irish Independent, alarm at spike in COVID figures. I have to say, I did get a very uneasy feeling last night when I saw the numbers coming out of the Department of Health. People are being urged to limit their contacts with others in the run-up to Christmas after a worrying rise in COVID-19 infections. And the Irish Independent quotes the Taoiseach on the front page saying he's very concerned at the 429 new cases and one further death confirmed yesterday. And Chief Medical Officer Tony Houlihan saying people must now weigh up the risks of whatever socialising they're planning in the days ahead. Now, other people will say, well, what did we expect? You know, you open up the country, you are going to see an increase in cases. I just wasn't expecting 429 on a Sunday evening. Now, the Irish Examiner, concern over social housing loophole. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien has no plans to close a loophole which allows developers to lease out properties instead of providing permanent social housing. Social Democrats co-leader Catherine Murphy is worried about this. She says at the end of the 25 years after a developer leases out the property, well, then the property goes back to the developer, which she says is the most expensive way of delivering social housing with no asset at the end. But a spokesperson for the housing minister saying no plans to close that loophole. Also on the front pages, it's on three of the newspapers, man charged with boy's murder. The front of the Irish Daily Mirror, a man aged 47 was yesterday charged with the murder of a teenage boy. It's also on the front of the Herald and the Irish Sun. And the 17-year-old boy who's been murdered cannot be named because of reporting restrictions. So we have this bizarre scenario where we can say a man has been charged with the murder of a boy, but we can't say the name of the boy. But that's on three of the papers. Really sad story inside the Irish Examiner. It will break your heart. Many elderly people have become so used to cocooning that they no longer leave their homes, and they're at risk of falls from a lack of exercise. This is according to a friendly call service in Cork, and they've an army of volunteers who ring 360 people a day to check in. And they're encouraging pensioners, you know, you can leave your homes, but still stay within the restrictions and stay safe. But the paper, the Irish Examiner, says some people haven't left their homes since March. They're too afraid. People are sick of being inside, but they're anxious and they don't want to go out either. And isn't that the horrible thing about this year? And we have so many people in this country who have effectively been cocooning since March. That's an entire year. They haven't really been outside. It's really heartbreaking. Read more about that in the Examiner. Good news in terms of theatres and culture and all of that is that culture is coming back and it's a little bit of normality. The Irish Independent reporting that shows before live audiences are back at the National Concert Hall and the Abbey Theatre this week. Thank God. Restricted numbers of patrons will be allowed into productions indoors in an experiment that could signal an opening up for the whole sector. So they're testing out the Abbey and the National Concert Hall. They'll only have about 100 people there, but look, isn't it some bit of positivity for that particular sector? Staying with the entertainment industry, really interesting story in the Irish Times. Musicians behind the country's favourite Christmas songs are facing a steep plunge in their earnings this year because of the pandemic. Stars like Shane McGowan, Mariah Carey and Chris Rea, who ring in a windfall in royalties every year, are being hit with a dip in commercial radio payouts, so don't get as much money. They're not being played on radio as much, also not being played in shops and supermarkets as much, and they're not being played in nightclubs too. So all of that's resulting in the big money that you get from your Christmas number one hit not coming into your pockets. I couldn't believe when I read this. Slade every year gets €1 million for its Merry Christmas Everybody song, while the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl's Fairy Tale of New York gets them €430,000 every single year. Not so much this year, but big earnings if you can write a Christmas hit. Final story for you, and I just want to sort of curl up when I read this because it's just horrifying. Maura Higgins, you'll all know her from Love Island. This is in the Irish Daily Mirror. She says she'll never be allowed back home and she's ashamed after an Irish geography blunder. She's on this new show, The Wheel, presented by Michael McIntyre, and she basically, celebrities help normal people, if you want to call them that, try and answer questions. And she was asked a question. Geographically speaking, from which of these Irish counties would it be most accurate to say it's a long way to Tipperary? The options were Limerick, Donegal, Cork or Dublin. And Maura found herself conflicted. She said, Donegal, I think. Donegal's up north. I would say Donegal is the furthest, I think. However, when the pressure was on, she said, I'm between Donegal and Cork. I think Cork is the furthest. Oh, this is so hard. And your man that she was helping chose Cork. And of course, that was the wrong answer. How embarrassing. And Maura, Ireland was her specialist subject. And she got it wrong, unfortunately. Anyway, that's the pressure of live television, I suppose.
On 106 to 108 FM. Newstalk.com. This is News Talk.